Unit 9. Man ties the knot with stranger. Page 57, Exercise 2. Listen. Cover the story and look only at these pictures. Listen to the story two or three times.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA.
Picture 1.
David Weinlich, 28 and still single, was sick and tired of the question, "When are you going to get married?"
2.
So he set a date for his wedding, June 13th, and began to get ready for it. He handed out wedding invitations, got a tuxedo, and bought the wedding rings.
3.
There was only one problem. David didn't have a bride. He wasn't even going out with anyone.
4.
So he began to organize a bridal contest. It would take place on June 13th at a shopping mall, and he would marry the winner immediately afterwards. He invited his friends and relatives to come and choose the perfect wife for him.
5.
Some people thought he was out of his mind, but only his father refused the invitation. "I think a bridal contest makes light of something serious," he said.
6.
On June 13th, the wedding day, 25 single women showed up at the mall. David's friends interviewed the women, and then they voted.
7.
The winner was Elizabeth Runes, who, like David, is a student at the University of Minnesota. Moments later, Elizabeth and David tied the knot. The lucky bride was flying high. "This is the most incredible day of my life," Elizabeth told the crowd of friends, shoppers, and reporters.
8.
David is happy, too. He and his new bride have hit it off. "She is marvelous," he says.
Page 58, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the tape pauses, try to complete the idiom.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. David Weinlich, 28 and still single, was sick and tired of the question, "When are you going to get married?" So he set a date for his wedding, June 13th, and began to get ready for it. He handed out wedding invitations, got a tuxedo, and bought the wedding rings. There was only one problem. David didn't have a bride. He wasn't even going out with anyone. So he began to organize a bridal contest. It would take place on June 13th at a shopping mall, and he would marry the winner immediately afterwards. He invited his friends and relatives to come and choose the perfect wife for him. Some people thought he was out of his mind, but only his father refused the invitation. "I think a bridal contest makes light of something serious," he said. On June 13th, the wedding day, 25 single women showed up at the mall. David's friends interviewed the women, and then they voted. The winner was Elizabeth Runes, who, like David, is a student at the University of Minnesota. Moments later, Elizabeth and David tied the knot. The lucky bride was flying high. "This is the most incredible day of my life," Elizabeth told the crowd of friends, shoppers, and reporters. David is happy, too. He and his new bride have hit it off. "She is marvelous," he says.
Page 59, Exercise 8. Take a dictation. Listen and write the dictation in your notebook.
David Weinlich was sick and tired of people asking him, when he was going to get married. He wasn't going out with anyone. But he started to get ready for his wedding. He organized a bridal contest to take place on June 13th. About 25 women showed up. And David married the winner. He and his new bride have hit it off. And both are happy that they tied the knot.